right over here. If you don't know who I am, my name is Jesse Adams. There's a lot more obstacles on the stage than there are on the floor. Oh my gosh. Good morning, I'm Jesse. I'm one of the associate pastors here, and I'm super glad that you guys are here with us this morning. This week, last couple weeks, with Miles and the Larsons leaving, I've been like trying to think of something profound to say to our congregation here, and I've been wrestling with this particular talk for a couple days or a couple weeks now, and I think I got something. But first, I'm going to start off by telling a story. Back in 1997, Tiffany's saying 1997, that was my first Sunday here at Northgate Community Church. Now, when I told my parents that I was going to go to a church other than the one I grew up in, the first question my mom asked was, is it because a girl invited you? And I could say, yes, Mom, it was because of a girl, and I think it worked out just fine. Yes. That particular Sunday was a unique Sunday because that was the last Sunday of that pastor as well. I showed up on the last Sunday of Dan DeVinny's pastorate here at Northgate Community Church. Now, I didn't know Dan very well. Again, I was a 17-year-old kid who just wanted to know where the donuts were, right? But it was his last Sunday. And I shared that little story because in my tenure here at Northgate, I've experienced 4 pastoral changes in this congregation. And for me, I didn't know Dan very well. The next pastor was Brad Harnden. You know, he was like a mentor to me. But the pastors that were after him, Stephen Cole and Miles Larson, for me, when I think about those relationships and at least how I'm feeling in this particular time, is it's not the fact that we're just losing another pastor person here at Northgate. It's because that we're losing a friend. I'm losing a friend. My brother is moving away to a place that I can't go visit or knock on his door whenever I want to. And so for me, when I think about all the pastors that have been under me, that I've been under over these last couple years, the thing that always strikes me is this idea of legacy. How are we going to continually honor the legacy of all the pastors that have come before us? Because I don't know if you guys know this, in June, we were supposed to be celebrating our 100th birthday, right? We can clap for that for sure. We were supposed to be celebrating our 100th birthday. Now, I don't know, folks, if you know any organizations that have been around for 100 years that haven't made an impact in our community. But Northgate's been around the block. Northgate's no longer the little kid who can't, like, sit in his chair, and all you kids are doing a really great job today. We're no longer that teenage church or that young adolescent church. We're no longer that church that is trying to question. We're no longer that church that is midlife crisis church, right? We're not going out and buying Corvettes or buying Harleys or whatever dudes do in midlife. I bought a skateboard recently as part of my midlife crisis. But we're a church that's been around the block. And the way that we continually honor our friends, honor the work that's been done, is to continue the work that's been done here at Northgate Community Church. Let's see here. Boom. Oh, wrong way. This idea of the, in Hollywood they have this this word called the show must go on, right? We've probably heard that once or twice before. But when, this is the word that kind of came to my mind when I was originally starting to think about this particular talk. But this idea of must kind of seems a little desperate at times. So in the past, we would have been a church that would have been like, man, the show could go on, I guess, or should the show go on, or, man, I don't know if we have the energy or the time for the show to go on. But we're a church that's been around a really long time. We have folks who are passionate about the positions that they are in. So I'm going to change this up a little bit. I'm going to change this to the show is going on. Yeah. the show is going on is because the Lord has blessed this corner, this particular congregation, like none I've ever seen before. And there is still plenty of work that needs to be done. Two verses that wake me up in the dead of night are these two right here. Luke 10:2 and Galatians 6:9 through 10. Luke 2 says, "The harvest is abundant, but the workers are few. Therefore pray to the Lord of the harvest to send out workers into the harvest." And Galatians 9 says this, "Let us not get tired of doing good, for we will reap at the proper time if we don't give up. Therefore, as we have an opportunity, let us work for the good of all, especially those who belong into the household of the faith." Friends, there is a lot of work that needs to be done in our city. A lot of crazy things are happening in our country. The pandemic, if you haven't heard of that, which is why we're wearing masks, is revolutionizing things and how we see the world today. Again, the show is not a must be going on. The show is going on around here in our community. And how is the show in our congregation here and in our city actually doing? These are the three, at least top three things that I could see just right now that are on our forefront that I could see evidence of some flourishing, some life, things that are happening that are really awesome. Sunday service adjustments. I don't know if you guys have noticed, but we're 6 feet apart, right? COVID changed the way that we interact with each other on a daily basis, and that has shifted into our churches all across the United States and the world. One of the cool things that I realized when we were away doing all these live stream things, our Saturday night worship services that we were doing, those were some of the highest viewed content like ever. We were like 700s, 500, we're talking hundreds of people were watching this. And it got me thinking, man, maybe Northgate likes to worship. Yeah? Every week, y'all show up to worship. You know, your voices are being heard. And it's awesome. It's a cathedral of tones, and it's just awesome. So we're making adjustments in the Sunday service. One of the things that we're going to be doing, because y'all like to worship, we're cutting the talking time. Right? Woo, well, Tiffany, come on now. Oh my gosh. Because of the fact we want to respect the time frame that we have here, we're trying to shorten things down to about 45 minutes max. And because of the fact that we honor worship so much, the talks that we do here, the sermonettes, we're shortening them down to 15 minutes. So I got like 3 minutes left, all right? But that's also really awesome because what that does is it allows folks who are like, man, I don't think I could preach a 30-minute sermon. I mean, that's a lot of work. When all of a sudden we say, hey, can you do 15 minutes? All of a sudden people are like, oh, I could do 15. That's not a big deal. And so what we're going to be doing in the next couple weeks, all the way through the middle of August, is going through a sermon series on the fruits of the Spirit. And the awesome thing about this particular series is I'm not going to be the only person communicating in those weeks. We have folks like Deb and Lizzie and Nancy and Jason and Dave and myself, salt and pepper sprinkled in that particular series. We're going to go through all the fruits of the Spirit, and we're going to be able to hear the hearts of those folks and how Jesus has been made known in their life with that corresponding fruit. It's going to be awesome. These stories that you're going to be hearing are going to transform our community. So again, lots of music, less talk, which is nice. One of the other ways that the show is going on here at Northgate, and one of the things that as soon as we were locked down back in the middle of March, we went into hyper community awareness overdrive. The second that happened, I made a phone call to Doug, and I was like, bro, you know Doug. Everybody knows Doug. Doug Montandon. All right, if you don't know him, you need to know him. He will change your life. I called Doug, and I was like, dude, what are we doing? How is Manteca, how is Love Inc., how are the local churches being equipped to go and serve in this pandemic? And again, each day, again, if we put ourselves back there in those early days, every day was different. Every day changed. The needs changed every day. We all know what it was like to not have toilet paper, right? We all knew what it was like to not be able to get any bread, right? And it just wasn't just, oh, some people weren't, some people didn't. Everybody had a struggle getting the necessities. So we have been continuing our efforts out in our community, which is awesome. Two of the most recent things that just happened, inner city action, anybody familiar with that? All right, a few folks, all right? So they had a thing out at Crossroads this last week, and y'all should have got an email from me, right? No? Okay. We need to update your email addresses then. But Inner City Action partners and loves and has a huge passion for seeing those who are chronically homeless in our community get resources and have their lives be transformed by Jesus. It's something that is, as soon as they left because of COVID, the spike in homelessness like went up. Like there are more folks on the streets and in encampments because of their presence is not in our city. We're trying to bring that back. We're trying to see if it's financially feasible, if the city can allow it, to allow that to be there. But it's work that is good. Inner City's doing a great job. Good Samaritan Fund, there's a slide up on the screen. If you all don't know what the Good Samaritan Fund is, it's our local benevolence fund for those in our congregation, in our community, for rapid need response. In the last 2 weeks, we were able to help a gal, her name was Annie, who like exhausted all of her resources and needed a place to stay before she went into Hope Shelter. I'm proud to say that we were able to pay for one hotel night at a Holiday Inn Express so that way she could have that safe space to be able to go to the interview on that Friday. It was good. It was really good. She even like didn't take the second night. We were supposed to give her two. She didn't take this first night because she wanted to try to go stay up in Stockton with her and her two kids, and it just didn't work out. It's just a bad situation. So we have all these awesome things that we have done, recently did, and there's a lot of awesome things that are happening on the horizon. Again, Doug Montandon, you're going to hear me say his name about 1,000 times at this point, okay? Doug hit me up this week. COVID relief is big. A lot of people lost their jobs. A lot of people are out. That's a whole train wreck, right? We have an opportunity as a congregation to be the givers of some relief in our city. Those who are affected the most, we have an opportunity to give. Don't have a lot of details about it, but Doug's super excited. And when Doug's super excited, I'm super excited. And of course, the third thing, the pastor search team. Folks, y'all that are on the pastor search team, you guys are killing it. You guys are putting a lot of time and effort into finding the new pastor that's gonna be walking alongside us as a congregation here at Northgate. I am so thankful that that group of people has the wisdom and the discernment and the knowledge that they are listening to the Holy Spirit to continually discern where the direction of that process is going. I thank you, Sharia, for stepping up to the plate and being that leader, man. That's awesome. We need to continually pray for that pastoral search team because I don't know if you guys are feeling what I'm feeling here, but there is a lot at stake, right? Right, the ante has been raised here at Northgate Community Church. There is a lot at stake, and we need to be wise and discerning of that particular path. So what can you do? If you're not on an executive board, if you're not on a pastor search team, if you're not on staff, the question that I have for you that maybe you should be asking yourself is, what can you do? And these are the two things. You should be able to pray, and you need to be able to ask. I pray and I ask that you continually keep those three folks, the pastoral search, the executive board, and the staff, in your prayers, right? Continue to pray for encouragement, for unity. Continue to pray for that wisdom and that discernment. We just went through a whole thing on spiritual gifts, a whole sermon series, and conversations about what that is. Folks, we got some people that are discerning, who have wisdom, who are blessed with prophecy, who are blessed to have faith as part of their core spiritual gift. Pray that those gifts continually bloom and foster and grow in those organizations, in those particular groups. So again, continue to pray. And the second thing that I want to just say is ask. Ask the questions. If you're like, I haven't heard much about the pastor search in a while. I wonder what's going on. Ask Sharia, ask any of the people that are in that pastor search. If there's something that you see that's going on at Northgate, you're like, I wonder what about small groups? What about this thing? Or it could even be, hey, I have an idea about this new thing I want to start here at Northgate. Ask me. Let's start it. Let's do it. Let's make it happen. Because we're not a church who is happy with complacency. I heard this week that crisis accelerates progress. And folks, if this isn't a crisis, not just because of the Larsons leaving, because of where the world's at right now, with the divisiveness that we see in our culture and our communities, there is something. Jesus needs to be in all those places. Jesus needs to be in all those dark corners. Jesus needs to be known in our city, with our families, with our friends, with the people that live in tents, with the people that are couch surfing from couch to couch. There are still, pre-COVID, about 1,100 unaccompanied minors in our school districts. COVID's multiplied that. So the show just must not go on. It just can't. The show is going on. That's how we're doing it. The show is going on here at Northgate. And I'm excited to be a part of the little piece of Jesus' work here on this tiny little corner that's been here for 100 years. So I'm going to go ahead and pray for us, and we'll get out of here. So Heavenly Father, I just, again, thank you for today. I thank you for this group of people. I thank you for being there for us throughout all of these times. Of course, you never leave us, Lord, but I just thank you that we've been able to snuggle right up next to you. When times are tough, when those voices of fear, fears of uncertainty, Lord, that you give us that peace. So Lord, I pray that you would continue to encourage us as the congregation, us as the leaders here at Northgate, that you would continue to show up, that we would just be wise enough and discerning enough to realize when that time happens. The show is going on, Lord, and we are so blessed that you go along with us. So Jesus, again, thank you for today, all the blessings that you bestow upon us. I just pray this in your name. Amen.